This is Louisiana's Lab. I'm Nick Jansen. You wouldn't think Indiana and Louisiana have much in common, but that hasn't stopped the Indianapolis Zoo from developing a partnership with the Nature Conservancy in Louisiana. Their goal? To draw attention to the Gulf of Mexico's dead zone.
So it's a phenomena that, as my understanding, didn't even really exist before the 1970s, but is an environmental response to high nutrient loads, primarily nitrogen and phosphorus.
Seth Blitch is the coastal program manager for the Nature Conservancy in Louisiana. Those high nutrient loads induce dangerously low oxygen concentrations in the Gulf.
It's an area where you can't live.
Judy Palermo is the senior manager for public relations at the Indianapolis Zoo. The Nature Conservancy helped the Indianapolis Zoo film a video of wild dolphins swimming off the coast of Grand Isle for the zoo's new dolphin exhibit. The video will help explain the connection between Indiana and the Gulf's dead zone.
One of the tenets of conservation and ecology is that everything is connected in some way, and it's true everywhere, and it's evident in the Gulf and in the Mississippi River Basin, because the basin itself drains about 41% of the United States.
And basically, 10 to 11% of the nitrates and phosphates in the Gulf actually come from Indiana.
It's those nutrients from the Midwest that find their way through the Mississippi River Basin and into the Gulf that cause the dead zone. Palermo hopes the new dolphin exhibit will help the zoo's visitors better understand that connection between society and ecology.
We always say that we are a conservation organization that just happens to have a zoo. The choices we make in Indiana don't just affect us. They affect animals states away.
For Louisiana's Lab, I'm Nick Jansen.
Support for healthcare and science coverage on Louisiana's Lab comes from Bazil, Saxe & Wilson, serving the legal and business needs of people and companies throughout Louisiana, and from ExxonMobil Baton Rouge, supporting education in science, technology, engineering, and math.